The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's time once again for...
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Should I just start with it and not talk before it? So it's like an actual like newscast, how it just like comes on.
Do you think people will take us too seriously?
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't think that's... we don't have to worry about that. Good evening. This story...
I just let him go.
Welcome.
Welcome to News or Nope. Yes?
I have a story about a father who kind of reminds me of Slacker, to be honest. He went to great lengths... to make sure there's a big hurricane happening down in Florida. Hurricane.
It's gone.
It happened.
It happened.
We're dealing with aftermath.
Yes.
Aftermath. Yeah. So it happened. Is it Helene? Helen? How do you say it?
Oh my God. You and pronouncing words. Helene.
Helene. Okay.
No one is going to take us seriously.
Here's the other thing that I just read about this. I don't know if your story is about the amount of rainfall. Did you see the amount of rainfall?
No, I didn't.
I think... I read a bunch of different stats and I kind of committed them to memory. Two of them I remember for sure. The amount of rain it dropped from Florida to the tip of the East Coast where it finally bounced could fill 60 million Olympic sized pools.
I'm sorry, what?
It could fill 60 million Olympic sized pools, or it could fill Lake Tahoe. It dropped the same amount of rain.
Yeah, 40 trillion gallons of rain.
Yes, 40 trillion gallon. And it's no wonder there's death and devastation.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's the most catastrophic, horrible. I mean, you just don't think about, they talked about how long Niagara Falls would run uninterrupted.
619 days of constant water flow over Niagara Falls.
Wow. Well, I have thankfully, some good news coming out of that. A lot of bad news, but this is good news. There was the hurricane disrupted this father's plans to go to his daughter's wedding.
Oh, God.
But he said, it's not stopping me. So he walked 5 hours on foot.
Oh, my God.
To make sure that he was there.
Through hurricane infested,
he navigated.
Because his car, the roads are washed out?
Yeah, he couldn't make it. So he walked all the way to Tennessee, Johnson County, Tennessee.
To make sure. From where? The Carolinas? What? Where did he start?
It doesn't say. The next county over? I don't know. It doesn't say where he started.
We're trying to
he
be.
Walked 5 hours.
This is news or nope. Okay, so he walked.
Yeah, he wouldn't let it stop him. So he was like, I'm going to my daughter's wedding in Tennessee. He walked on foot and made the wedding. That's just good news. Emphasis on news.
But just get the whole story next time. Like, know where he started and everything, you know. Okay. Just saying. And how
he covered 30 miles. I know that.
Okay.
Did he walk the whole way?
He did. He walked on foot. He pressed on. He had washed out roads, mud, darkness, but his marathon runner's spirit kept him going.
I have set him up. I happen to know. He walked 17 of the miles, I think. And then one of his former coworkers from 20 years ago spotted him on the road and drove him 10.
But it says a brief ride.
It was 10 miles.
Trooper.
It was 10 miles of the 27.
Yeah, that's later on in the story. I didn't...
Well, you did. if you're going to be a journalist hack.
I'd say good evening. That's most of it.
This just in, millennials are correct.
I'm interested. I have stock in this story.
Every fiber of my being wants to say nope. But all right, text in right now to 51059. News or nope? Do you want to hear?
That's too bad.
First,
I'm going to tell it anyways
first
because
310,
I agree.
It's a news. Is it okay? Go ahead. It's news.
The Macarena is terrible. The end.
This is not news.
Millennials are shocked by the English translation of the Macarena. Basically, what it is it's describing a young woman whose name is Macarena who may have cheated on her military boyfriend with two of his pals. And also, you can break your leg doing the Macarena. So I have a personal beef with this.
Wait, this is one of those things where there's so many different songs that people get wrong.
Yeah.
And they go, and I bring this up every time and I can never remember it is. I don't remember if it was Train. I know James Blunt was one of the songs that everybody uses in their wedding, You're Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, Everybody's like, oh my God, they use that as our first dance song. And he's like, I'm stalking a woman on a train.
Yeah.
I'm just staring at her going, y'all beautiful. It's like, it's not a good
Cherry
song.
Cherry Wine by Hozier is about domestic violence and people are getting engaged.
People got engaged in it. Like, it's
oh
right.
Oh my yeah. gosh. Well, Hey Ya is like that too. Outkast.
Yeah. It's
real
a sad song.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad?
Yeah.
Very, no, it's not. What's it?
It is.
Yeah. Y'all don't want to hear me. You just want to dance.
He says that in the song?
Yeah. yeah.
And then he just like, he like gives he up. Goes. He's like, just do the dance part.
Yeah.
And then they sing the hook.
Shut up.
Yeah. yeah.
The ultimate song that everyone gets wrong is the one you sing to your tiny little children when you're touching their feet.
This little piggy?
Mm.
Yeah. That little piggy went to market.
And it did not come home.
He was not going shopping there.
Oh, no.
You know why he went to market? He went to be sold at market. He's dead.
He had a coupon.
The next one stayed home because he's too little.
This little piggy went to the market. This one stayed home. This
little piggy had roast beef, so they're fattening him up.
This little piggy had none.
And then your tiniest one cried wee, wee, wee all the way home until it gets fattened up enough to be the piggy who goes to market.
Oh, no.
That whole song is about the slaughtering that it takes to put bacon on your plate.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thanks for your Macarena update.
Good evening. Three out of four people say they would eat this for every meal of the day, and I agree with them.
Pizza.
News, and if it's pizza, I'm ending it right now. It can't be pizza.
See you tomorrow, everybody. It's pizza.
People would eat pizza more.
Three out of four.
I actually feel very passionately about this. Pizza is the best breakfast you can eat because it covers all the food groups. You have your grains in the crust. You have your fruit in the sauce. Tomatoes are fruit. You have veggies if there's veggies. There's dairy in the cheese. And then there's meat in the if you have meat on it. So you can hit all of your food groups except for sugar.
And it's healthier. It's healthier than Lucky Charms or whatever.
Yeah. Pizza is kind of meant to be a breakfast food.
Which I have been very jealous because he goes on and on about Casey's breakfast pizza and it looks so good, but I can't eat it.
Because it's not on a gluten-free crust?
Yeah, but I want it so bad.
Yeah, we don't do that in Iowa.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.